Spiritual, the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual, the podcast. I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez, and for today's episode, we have a reading done by me for Haley. We literally jump right into it, so we forgot to record an intro for this. We just sat down and got right into it, so I apologize for that, but that's why I'm recording this now. And we get into quite a few personal things in the reading. I didn't want to not say everything because I wanted Haley to get the full messages that were coming through, but to protect her privacy and personal things going on, some of this reading has been edited. So if it's harder to follow the trail, it's because we cut out a few things just so that we can protect Haley and those in her life. And I really hope you enjoy it. We had a lot of fun doing it. I love tarot cards. I love connecting with angels and channeling. I'm super new to it, or at least like this for other people. So I hope you learned something new from this episode. And the cards that I used are the Wild Unknown Tarot deck. I hope you enjoy. All right, you guys. So for this mini episode, probably, I'm going to do a tarot reading for Haley and then maybe even talk to your angels. We'll see. Crazy.
Yay.
Let's do it.
Okay,
let me start shuffling the cards.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull you three cards, and do you have any questions that you would like to ask your guides, the universe, anything that you want guidance on? It can be like something general.
I think in general, just for guidance on what, where my focus should lie at the moment. I feel like I've been a little scatterbrained.
All right.
In exciting ways. But still.
In exciting ways, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if you'll just hold the question in your mind, so just keep thinking it. I'm thinking it as well. All right, let me go ahead and ask. I'm going to pick three cards. Ooh, okay. So the three cards that I picked, first one was the Mother of Swords. The second one is the Three of Cups. And then the third one is the Wheel of Fortune. So right off the bat, they're telling you a lot of different things that you could be focusing on. So I know you said like one thing,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
It's kind of a few things.
Right.
Yeah. So they're saying that you want to be focusing on your thoughts and your mind and just remembering that your thoughts shape your reality. So the way that you're perceiving the world is gonna internalize into how you see yourself and how you act in the world. So keep looking at that, like looking at how your thoughts are, what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on, and to look at it from like a very honest and authentic place. So like this card's all about not being deceived and like kind of cutting away the BS. It's just saying be completely honest with your thoughts and when you're looking at different situations and with yourself, like being authentic is really what it's saying, but within your thoughts.
Okay.
The next place that they are saying you can focus on is your community and friendship and just like really enjoying that. So the Three of Cups is all about friendship. You can like see those three little birds, which is so funny because you guys, Haley just got a tattoo since I last saw her, which has been so long.
Yeah.
And in her tattoo, there's three birds.
Yeah. Siblings.
Yes, her siblings, but it's like community, like that friendship, which not everyone has like that closeness with their siblings that they would get tattoos with and like have that friendliness. It's not just like you guys are siblings, you guys are close.
Yeah.
So it could also mean that too, but that's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it. Magic. So they're saying focusing on your friendships and cultivating that part of yourself and your love and how you're showing up for your friends and how you are being placed in situations where you're asked to be a good friend. So they're saying focus on that, and also a lot more opportunities of that will be coming up too.
Okay.
And building up community in that way, not in like a romantic way, in a friendship way.
Cool.
So they're saying focus on that. They're also saying this isn't something that you should focus on, but be aware that change is coming for you.
Okay.
And good changes, like really, really good changes. So the Wheel of Fortune is all about destiny and it's like you're in this eye and it's like focusing on you right now so that it's going to change and bring you closer to what your purpose is, or like so that you're feeling like you're more connected to your purpose. I'm not saying that you're not already like in that, but just something's going to change where you're going to start to realize that you're on the right course and you should stick with it.
Okay.
And I don't know what that change is.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to think what it could be, but
yeah.
They're saying things are going to change
okay.
for you, which is really, really exciting. So yeah. Mother of Swords, look at your thoughts.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're honest with yourself and how you're perceiving things. Mm-hmm. And others too, like the mother's like very protecting. So it's also saying like, make sure that you're cutting away the BS from the way that other people are like putting stuff on you too, and being authentic in how you're cutting stuff away.
Okay.
Yeah. And then friendships, really focus on friendships. It's so hard to do readings for friends because I know things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's like me. I mean, obviously, I know it's me knowing it because I know it.
Yeah.
But also, would it have come through if I didn't know it?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say the things that yeah. are coming through.
Okay.
So saying redirect your attention to like your friends and like showing up for your community and like mm-hmm. your family, your brothers, mm-hmm. really being there in that sense. Mm-hmm. And then just knowing that things will be changing. And I think that once you do cut away those things, then things will start to change.
Yeah.
And I think that's like what it's linearly laying out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knowing that change is on the horizon, like exciting new change, it's for the better. And that will lead you closer to where you really ultimately want to be.
Okay.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's like, yeah, makes a lot of sense. But it's also like the stuff that you're like trying to avoid that comes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, here it is.
That's whenever I read my cards, I'm like, yeah, I literally know what you were going to say.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I know I need to do it.
Yeah.
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 I'm not saying it needs to happen right now either.
Right.
But it's just saying, like, just be aware. I need to know this comes up because we're going to be starting rehearsals soon.
Know,
like in
or,
like rehearsals. Our first one isn't a rehearsal, but
yeah,
meeting up with everyone again and like feeling that,
yeah,
which is like what I've been also craving.
Totally.
That feeling of community and friends.
Yeah, agreed. You know what's
yeah.
so crazy about this? And I like this, maybe I can't even be in the podcast, I don't know. Dad and I have been talking about, like, every once in a while we mention it, but like ever since I just got back last night,
mm-hmm.
but like thinking about potentially going to Cleveland just to be closer to family.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
do you think like moving there and creating a new studio there, or staying here or having a studio here and there?
Yeah, like I would never leave Chicago if I didn't know with 100% certainty that Semantic Coast would go on as
mm-hmm.
smoothly as it does when I'm here with
mm-hmm.
other people,
mm-hmm.
but also with Wendy, my business, like the business partner now, basically
mm-hmm.
talking about making it more of a community space and like bringing in more people that mm-hmm. does allow space to either fully move and start another thing, but
mm-hmm.
keep doing this as well and be here often,
mm-hmm.
like visiting, or figure out for the meantime, like some sort of half and half to establish. I don't know. It's like so new,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, when you were talking about
That's
this,
funny.
It's like all I could think about.
Mm-hmm.
I just, yeah. I don't know. And like, I don't know. I love Chicago so much. I can't
mm-hmm.
even imagine leaving. My brain
but
is
But you wouldn't be like
leaving, itself.
Leaving.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? It would
yeah.
be.
Yeah. I don't even know what it would look like right now because it sounds
yeah.
so crazy to me to even think that I would leave Chicago. And again, I wouldn't if it meant that it would make the studio less.
Mm-hmm.
Less
what it's supposed to be.
And,
yeah. What
yeah,
you want it to be.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So you guys, I didn't know that
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, this card's all about expansion too. So it is leading you to like expanding, which is
yeah.
literally what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Expanding like the business, expanding the studio, being able to reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
That's also exciting that she wants to bring in more people too. And
yeah.
then there, right there is expanding it and like getting other people in the door and
yeah.
bringing your kids different things and
yeah.
having
and
different kids in there.
Yeah. But so yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So I have a question about like angel card readings.
Oh yeah, this is a tarot card. I didn't bring my angel cards.
Oh, okay.
But you can ask me questions.
Okay.
Ask me questions
when
about anything.
You do angel card readings. Is that or is that supposed to be the like the angels telling you? But when you do tarot cards, then who's telling you, just the universe, or?
So that's a really great question. When I do my tarot card readings for myself and others, mm-hmm. I think it's more of like the universe and like your whole team. So we all have like a team behind the scenes, like our angels, our spirit guides,
yeah.
Our loved ones are sometimes on this team guiding us, not all the time, mm-hmm. and not all of them by any means, but like you have a team
okay.
of people, light beings, mm-hmm. and then there's your angels that are just angels that, you know, they never lived on earth. They've never had.
They're not people that you
mm-mm.
knew.
Yeah, they're like godly. I don't want to say godly. Light beings from a divine energy, which we all are from, but
yeah.
Your spirit guides are normally people that you've had a life with at some time.
Okay.
And they've evolved and have decided to like stay back so that they can guide you through this life. And then
okay.
I'm sure we would do that too at some point for
yeah.
our people, but.
Yeah.
That's like your spirit guides. And then universe is just, I think of it as like your whole team plus like
yeah.
whatever higher power there is, like ultimate
nice.
Telling. So yeah, but I didn't
okay.
bring my angel cards because
okay.
I did that one last time.
Yeah.
Not on the podcast, but
so when you
I like
speak
these ones
to
more.
People's angels, I'm going to pull these titties up so they don't break.
1 second. Haley's making us snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting to know.
I know.
About the
like
possible expansion.
Yeah, it feels like almost too new to even say because it's just been in my mind like literally.
Right, just like a few days.
Today. Yeah. Yeah, I just, especially now, I think just that, like, I've always been jealous since the boys have been all back together too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah.
So it's funny that this card comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
With your tattoo
yeah.
that's for your brothers and
yeah.
then the next cards like
yeah.
expand and like make the changes and like think bigger.
Yeah.
It's bringing you towards your purpose and like where you should be. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But that's exciting.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I think it would also ultimately give you more freedom too if you were able to find people that could take over this one. And if you have to go to Ohio for a while.
Yeah.
To build up there and then hopefully find more people.
Yeah.
And you can like go
it's
back
hard
and forth.
In the time of COVID too. Like
oh,
imagining
yeah.
starting something right now sounds like an idiot idea. But
it would be
not.
Hard, but also
yeah.
I think you're so established here and like yes, there I'm sure there's more work that you want to do here before you would
okay.
leave, but
yeah.
you're established enough that you can be thinking
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
And probably if you were to rent a space or to buy a space
yeah.
in Ohio, it would be cheaper now.
Oh, God.
You
oh
know, like
God.
Things are just going to
yeah.
be cheaper
and honestly,
in that sense.
I don't
sense.
Think I would rent another space by myself until I had a different, like a following from school or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
This is good.
This is magic.
Yeah.
I love tarot cards.
Oh, yeah. So when you channel people's angels, so you talk
mm-hmm.
to people in the angels, then how do you do that?
Yeah. All right, you guys, so we were going to save this for another episode, but I might
oh.
as well like talk about a little bit now.
Okay.
So I've been
we'll
doing
do
this.
Another.
Yeah, we'll definitely still do like another episode. But I did this psychic bootcamp course over 10 weeks
mm-hmm.
over this quarantine time. And yeah, it like kind of teaches you all how to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for people who are already really intuitive and want to like go deeper into their gifts, but it's also for people that might like not know anything about this and want to just like start off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super, really super, super great. Super, really great.
Yeah.
That's English.
Really
and then, and so yeah, we talk about connecting with people's angels. I will preface that this is like super new for me to do on other people and
mm-hmm.
I've done it for other people in the camp, but it's always harder to do your friends because you're like, am I like getting in the way because I already know so much
mm-hmm.
or am I like actually letting it come through. So yeah, so I connect to them. There's like a whole process, like grounding down, connecting up, asking Archangel Michael to like protect me in my space.
Who's Archangel Michael?
He's like one of the archangels that protects energy and like will help you cut away ties or anything that's like not there for your highest good
okay.
and highest self. There's like a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many there are. There's like a lot.
Did you pick Michael or everybody uses
You normally use Michael for protecting because that's like his
okay.
main focus.
Okay.
So I'll ask him just like protect the space, blah, blah, blah. And then there's like different ways to be psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I like almost don't like that word because you think it's going to be a certain way where it's really not like that. It's like a lot simpler and
mm-hmm.
harder
yeah.
than that. But hear different things. If you're a clairaudient, you can hear things. If you're clairvoyant, you'll see things.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally see things but that makes it harder to translate because I'm like, oh, I see this. Like, does that actually mean something to you?
Right.
You know, it's like
yeah.
harder than, or at least I think it's harder than when I can hear things. And sometimes I hear things, but I normally see things.
Mm-hmm.
There's also claircognizance, so just like knowing things, just like a download of information, just knowing it. There's clairsentient, which is feeling things. I'm missing one, I think. But yeah, those are normally how people get the intuitive hits. And we all have all of these abilities.
Mm-hmm.
We just, like all of our muscles, either, you know, choose to work them and then they
yeah.
get stronger, or we don't. And a lot of times we don't because society has told us that this stuff is weird and
yeah.
it's like stupid.
Totally.
So then people just, you know, don't, and they don't feel like they're intuitive, but we all have the ability to be intuitive and tap into all of these gifts. And of course, some of us have it stronger than others, but it's all like a muscle. It's not saying that you can't get there. At least that's what I think. I think
yeah.
we could all get there, but it is practice. And this is like a practice for me.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, that's a good one.
Yay. Well, tarot cards I've been doing for a while.
Yeah.
It's a little easier.
Yeah.
But okay. Let me just connect to your angels.
Okay.
Do you want me to stick with the same question, or did you want any more guidance for a different situation or a different area in your life?
I have another one that I'll turn on the list to this.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a better one.
No, that's
yeah.
fine. I always do like general stuff. I'm like, I don't know, whatever they want to tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'll stick with the same thing. Like, what do they want you to focus on right now?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to take probably a minute to connect. We'll cut this out so you're not like waiting. Okay, so I'm getting, like, I'm seeing you standing at a door or the doorway,
okay.
but you're hesitant to open it.
Okay.
And I'm like asking them, like, what does this mean? Can you just be more specific? Explain
mm-hmm.
it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And next to the door, there's like a pool, like a puddle of water, and you're like looking back at yourself. And they're telling me that this means that like you're on the edge or like on the precipice of like making a big change in your life and like stepping through this door and like being really intentional with this change, whatever it is, not necessarily this, but just
mm-hmm.
like stepping forward, like opening up a new chapter of your life, but you're really hesitant and you're holding yourself back and you're afraid to let go of old parts of you that you do need to let go in order to make this change.
Mm-hmm.
So you're holding yourself back on some level. Let me go in and just ask if they have any other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying once you make the step, like you do have a long journey ahead of you to like get to where you want to go,
mm-hmm.
but you'll be happy that you've made that step, and it'll be one of those journeys that's like a lifelong experience that like you're finding enjoyment along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that like you're focused on just getting to the end,
yeah.
but you're not going to get there until you let go of parts of yourself that you know you need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying like you're aware of what you might want to like shed
yeah.
from yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just saying like whatever it is that you need to do, just go for it. Just make that step. They're saying like you're even afraid to like open the door and like even see what the possibilities could be
mm-hmm.
because you're too stuck in the past and also like what you think it should look like. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like what you think yourself should look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're looking at yourself and that's what's making you stay back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that resonate at all?
Yeah,
with anything?
It totally makes sense. I think it's like hard because I wonder what, I mean, maybe it's a multitude of things.
I'm not getting
yeah.
career
oh, okay.
job. And it could be, I mean, it could
yeah.
be, but I'm saying that like you have some places that you need to be going.
Yeah.
But you're like not.
Yeah.
Because you're holding on to things within yourself.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. Yeah.
Let me just go back in and ask and see if there's anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying don't be afraid. Like, they're here with you. Like, you have so much support, and don't feel like you're doing things on your own.
Yeah.
Like, don't be afraid to use them. So, like, you can ask your angels, like, for help or just, like, the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't need to be anything that's, like, prayer
yeah.
if that's, like, not your thing.
Yeah.
Because it's not really mine.
Yeah.
So whenever people say that, I'm like,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Even though I believe in God and everything, but that's it can good. Look like whatever you want, but don't feel like you're alone in this. Like, you are fully supported the entire way.
Yeah.
But you have to trust that. And like, and that's not saying that the things or people, the people or situations that are there aren't meant to be there right now.
Yeah.
Like they're there to help you learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And to also push you towards what you really want to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you grow every single time you like make that step and make that decision to be like, all right, this is not what I want, you know?
Yeah.
Then you figure out what you do want. It shows you more of what you do want.
Yeah.
Let me ask them if anything else that they want you to know. Yeah. So just two more things. They're saying, like, I'm seeing you, and then like this big beam of light around you. They're just reaffirming that like they're there. You're not alone literally ever. In like the best way, not like a creepy way.
Yeah.
In the best possible way. Yeah. Like they're there, they're protecting you. Yeah. Don't feel like you're alone or that you don't have help because you do. I'm also seeing a moon, which is always a sign to me that you can tap into your intuition a little bit more and like use that to guide you because it is strong. You're seeing like quiet down the mind, like be still.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that, you can ask them, like, show me, like, give me a sign that I should do X, Y, and Z and see if it happens and, like, let it go. And don't be worried if you don't see it or, you know, but it's one of those things that, like, you can ask them and you can just drop in and just see what you feel when you're in that space of, like, stillness and that place of inner knowing, especially with decisions. I know it's so hard and you never want to disappoint people, especially you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No problem. Helpful. Let me just like disconnect so I'm not like open.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. I love
Yay.
It.
Yay.
Do you say goodbye to them?
Just ask Archangel Michael, like, just like clear my space, make sure there's no energy left that's not mine, and like run clean energy through me.
Okay.
So, not, and then like I just kind of close off my crown chakra so I'm not still in this receiving mode.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
These shallots are crispy as fuck. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, you guys.
Oh, sorry.
Haley, like, forgot that we're recording this, and she's over there making us dinner. But that'll conclude our reading episode. I'm so happy to have been able to do this.
Yes!
And I was super nervous to do it and have it be recorded, but I'm not nervous anymore.
Good.
Haley, do you have any last words for our listeners?
Do you want people to contact you if they want?
Oh, yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
If you want a reading from me, I'm totally down. I don't know. Yeah, this is, like, super new for me. So if you're interested, just reach out to us on our Instagram. Or even my personal Instagram.
Yeah.
Or if you even know Haley and you want to just ask her to reach out to me, like, we'll figure it out.
We
but
somehow get you in there.
Yeah, I'm totally open to doing readings, tarot readings, connecting to angel readings for people. Yeah, they're normally around like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. It's wonderful. And I can't wait to learn more about angel.
Yeah, no. Angel readings and all this stuff. Yeah, so we'll do another episode where I talk a little bit more about this course that I took, and then also all the things I know from this course, but also reading stuff that I read throughout my life and my own personal experiences and all the mystical, spiritual stuff.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're getting into the really woo-woo stuff now.
I love it.
No, me too.
It makes everybody, like, I think I feel more into woo-woo stuff and feel good about it. Like, even you saying you can ask your angels. Like, that's not something I would ever think to do, but it's like, why can't I, like, get quiet and with my coffee and my, like, me time?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's very good.
All right. Well, we will see you guys. We won't see you, but we'll chat you up another time.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, and
we'll see
you around.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.
Ah, shit.